します。皆さんはこの受難節の季節をどのようにお過ごしでしょうか。
Let me begin with a question today. How is this season of Lent for all of you?
今日から受難節第4週ということですが、いやいや、正直もうこの1年間ずっと受難節なんですけどって感じるのはおそらく自分だけではないと思います。自分もこのメッセージの準備を始めた時は霊的荒野の真っ只中で、魂はカラッカラに乾いていました。
We are now in the fourth week, but I'm probably not the only one who's going, this has seemed like a whole year of Lent. For me personally, when I first began preparing for this message,I felt like I was already in the midst of a spiritual wilderness, and my soul was dry and thirsty.
今週、来週と同じエペソ人への手紙の2章から続けて、今週が神様の恵みのゆえの救い、そして来週が信仰による救いというテーマで学びつつ、一緒に神様に立ち返る、または神様との関係をより深めることができたらと思います。
We're going to study this passage from Ephesians over a two-week period, starting today. Today's message is about salvation by the grace of God, and next week will be salvation through faith. And I hope that as we wrestle through this text over these next 2 weeks, that we'll find ourselves turning back to God and experiencing greater depth and intimacy in our relationship with Him.
それではまず恵みのゆえの救いというものについて理解を深めるためにちょっと一緒に想像してみてください。
So to begin with, let's start by engaging our imagination a little bit, using an illustration as a way to help grasp this idea of salvation by grace.
きれいな金魚鉢が一つあります。そしてその中に透き通ったきれいな水がいっぱいに入っています。
Imagine thatWe have a beautiful fish bowl and it's full of clean, clear water in it.
その金魚鉢を下から見上げながら、金魚鉢のすぐそばに横たわっている一匹の金魚があります。
As we look more closely at the fish bowl down inside, we realize that there's a goldfish, but it's lying outside, right next to the fish bowl.
苦しい。息ができない。あの水の中にさえ戻れれば。
The goldfish gasps. I can't breathe. It's so painful. If I could only just get back into that water.
金魚は精一杯の力を込めて思いっきり体を動かしてみます。
We see the goldfish. It's trying with all its might, struggling and writhing its poor body.
何度もそれを繰り返しても、金魚は金魚鉢の中に戻れるどころか、さらに体力は削られ、だんだん体の表面も乾き始めて、感覚がなくなってきます。
Over and over again, the goldfish struggles and flops repeatedly, desperately trying to get back into the bowl. And each time, it gets weaker. Oh no, what's that? Slowly, its body is drying out, and it's losing consciousness.
そして、息絶え絶え、その金魚は悟ります。ああ、おしまいだ。自分はこのまま苦しみながら力尽きて、最後には死が待っている。
And then, out of breath, the goldfish realizes and barely manages to say, That's it. I've spent all my energy on this suffering, and I'm just waiting to die.
気がついた時には、もうすでに金魚鉢の外に行って、苦しみ、死に向かっている。もうお気づきの方もおられるかと思いますが、この金魚は私たち人間を表しています。
By the time we noticed it, the goldfish was already out of the fish bowl in the water, suffering and dying. And now maybe some of you have already made the connection that the goldfish represents us, as humans.
金魚が水の中にいなければ生きられないのと同じように、私たち人間も神様と共にいなければ、または神様との愛の関係のうちにとどまっていなければ生きることはできません。
Just as the goldfish can't live without being in the water, we humans cannot live without being with God and staying in a love relationship with Him.
さて、なぜこの金魚は金魚鉢の外に出てしまったのでしょうか。
その、how and why is that goldfish outside of the fishbowl?
原因は大きく2つあります。1つは、外の世界の方がなんだか魅力的に見えてきたり、または、こんな狭い水槽の中なんてもう嫌だ。もっと自分の思い通りに自由に生きるんだ。と文句を言って自ら出てしまう。
There are two main causes. One is that the world outside the fishbowl looks so much more attractive and exciting. The goldfish complains, I don't want to be confined to such a small aquarium. I can live and swim more freely and go where I want if I have more space.And it jumps out of the water and out of the fishbowl on its own.
もう一つは、猫とか鳥とか、またはいたずらっ子でもいいでしょう。そういう何者かがやってきて、いたずらで水の外に出されてしまう。
The second possible cause is that there's a cat or a bird or some naughty child that comes andmischievously knocks the fish out of the water and out of the fishbowl.
そうやって自分から水の外に出ていったり、または何か外の力が働いて水の外に出されてしまい、生き絶え絶えになって死んでいくということになっています。
So either way, whether it's by the goldfish's own decision and its actions, or by some force of a creature that is looking to damage the goldfish,If it's out of the water, it cannot breathe, and surely it will die.
これが今日の箇所の一節から三節でパウロが語っていることです。
This is essentially what the Apostle Paul is saying in today's passage, in the first three verses of the second chapter of his letter to the Ephesian church.
さて、あなた方は自分の背きと罪の中に死んでいたものであり、かつてはそれらの罪の中にあって、この世の流れに従い、空中の権威を持つ支配者、すなわち不従順の子らの中に今も働いている霊に従って歩んでいました。私たちも皆不従順の子らの中にあって、かつては自分の肉の欲のままに生き、肉と心の望むことを行い、他の人たちと同じように生まれながら身怒りを受けるべき子らでした。
As for you,Don't you remember how you used to exist? Corpses, dead in life, buried by transgressions, wandering the course of this perverse world. You were the offspring of the prince of the power of air. Oh, how he owned you. Just as he still controls those living in disobedience. I'm not talking about the outsiders alone. We were all guilty of falling headlong for the persuasive passions of this world. We all...have had our fill of indulging the flesh and mind, obeying impulses to follow perverse thoughts motivated by dark powers. As a result, our natural inclinations led us to be children of wrath, just like the rest of humankind.
神様との関係の中ではなく、罪の中にあった私たちは死んでいたものでした。生まれながらにして神様から離れ、滅びに向かっていた。たとえ体は生きていても、霊的には死の中にあったとパウロは言っています。
We who were in sin and not in a relationship with God were born already dead and separated from God. We were headlong for destruction. But Paul expresses it this way, that even though we were physically alive, we were spiritually dead.
罪の中にある私たちには2つの力が働いています。
And we have two forces of sin here at work.
一つは自分の中の罪の力。一節、自分の背き。また三節に、自分の肉の欲。また、肉と心の望むこととあります。こういう人間的な思い、自己中心という自分の中から働く罪の力です。
The first one is the power of sin that is at work within us. If you look at verse 1, it says, our transgressions. And then look at verse 3, it says, impulses, natural inclinations, and later indulgences of the flesh and mind. This is the power of sin that works from within us, such as selfishness, impure and sensual appetites and urges, and humanistic perspectives and rationalizations.
もう一つは自分の外の罪の力。2節、これ3つ書かれています。この世の流れ、または空中の権威を持つ支配者、そして不従順の子らの中に今も働いているので、これは悪魔や悪霊たちのことを指していると思われます。こういう自分の外から働く罪の力があります。
So the second one then is the power of sin that is at work outside or around us. There's three examples that are listed in verse 2. Look with me. The course of this perverse world.The prince of the power of air, those living in disobedience. This is the power of sin that comes from outside of us or from around us, causing pressure and influence and temptation, and seems to refer to the devil, to the evil in the spiritual realm, to the powers of darkness and the demons.
金魚には飼い主がいました。金魚を大切に育てていたその飼い主は、金魚が水の外で苦しんでいるのを見つけるとすぐに駆け寄ってきて、優しく金魚を持ち上げて、金魚鉢の水の中に落とします。
Going back to the goldfish story, well, as it turns out, the goldfish has an owner. The owner who cares deeply for the goldfish rushes in as soon as he finds the goldfish suffering and flopping around outside of the water.And he gently picks up the goldfish and returns it to the water in the fish bowl.
ふぅ、助かった。生き返った。
Yeah! I can finally breathe again! You saved me!
これが続く4節、5節です。しかし、憐れみ豊かな神は、私たちを愛してくださったその大きな愛のゆえに、その木の中に死んでいた私たちをキリストと共に生かしてくださいました。あなた方が救われたのは恵みによるです。
This part of the story reflects the next two verses of our passage, verses 4 and 5. But God, with the unfathomable riches of his love and mercy focused on us, united us with Jesus the Anointed One.And infused our lifeless souls with life, even though we were buried under mountains of sin, and saved us by His grace.
神様の恵みによって救われた私たちは救われています。苦しみ、疲れ果て、死んでいた私たちには再び命が与えられ、力が与えられました。神様に感謝します。
We are saved by the grace of God. Yes, we who were suffering, exhausted, beaten down, and dead have been given life and power once again. Thanks be to God.
ただ先ほど挙げた中からと外から働く2つの罪の力は重力のように常に働いています。重力がいつも私たちを下へと引っ張っているのと同じように、いつも私たちを神様とは正反対の方向に引っ張り続けています。
However, unfortunately, I mentioned earlier about those two forces of sin that are at work, both from the inside and from the outside. They are always at work, like gravity, and just as gravity, they are pulling us down. Those forces of sin are always pulling us down in the opposite direction of God and a restored relationship with Him.
恵みによって救いの中に入れられている私たちですが、この世を生きている以上、常に働くこの罪の力との戦いの中にあります。
But the grace of God just pulls us right back in to the center of His salvation. As long as we live in this world, we will be in the battle against the powers of sin that are always at work.
救いの中には入れられていますが、まだ完全に救われたわけではないのが今の私たちです。
And we are now already being saved, but that salvation has not yet come to completion.
さて、金魚の話から離れて、今度は恵みというものを深く考えていく上で、これから言うことを注意して聞いて、そしてそのことについて少し考えておきます。
Now we're going to pause on the goldfish illustration and think a little bit more deeply about God's grace, about what grace is. So we want you to listen very carefully as we say this next statement.
救いとはあなたの行いの、それも良い行いの報い、報酬として勝ち取るものです。一生懸命頑張って努力してたくさん良い行いを重ねて、その結果として救いに至ることができるのです。つまりそれは神から与えられる賜物でも何でもなく、神がどうであるかではなく、あなた自身がどうであるかが大事なのです。あなたの救いはあなたの行いに、あなたの生き方にかかっているのです。
Salvation is what you earn. It's a rewardIt's like a payment for the good things that you do. Do your best, work hard, do a lot of good things to help others, and improve yourself. And as a result, you will be saved. In other words, it's not a gift given by God. It's not about who God is or what God does. It's about who you are and what you do. Your salvation is all about you.And your deeds. It depends on your way of life.
この世ではよくこんな風なメッセージを聞くことがあるし、正直私たちもこのように生きてしまっていることがあるかと思います。しかしこれは悪い知らせです。
Whether we're conscious of it or not, we often hear, and not only hear, but often we also believe it.This message, we hear this message and we believe this message from the world. Honestly, we even live our lives according to this message. But this message is bad news.
なぜこれが悪い知らせなんでしょうか?
Why is this bad news?
私たちはこの世を生きる中で報いとか報酬という考え方を持っています。報いとは行いや対価に応じて与えられるもののことで、無条件で与えられる恵みとは愛対するものです。
In this world, we live very much with this idea of a reward, or even something that we deserve to receive based on our work, like a wage. The reward is something given based on an accomplishment or an effort, which is 100% the opposite idea of grace and grace given unconditionally.
働けば給料がもらえる。誰かに親切にすれば良い人と思われる。お金を払えば物を買うことができる。
If you work, you will get a salary. If you are kind to someone, you will be seen as a good person. If you have money and can pay, you have the power to buy and own things.
また逆に悪いことをすれば罰を受けます。車の運転でスピード違反をすれば罰金が課せられます。嘘をつけば信頼を失います。
The opposite side of that, of course, is if you do something bad, you have to receive punishment. If you're driving and exceed the speed limit, you have to pay a fine. If you lie, you lose credibility and trust.
悪いことを良いことでカバーするということもします。何か不祥事を起こしたときに、慈善事業や奉仕活動をして罪滅ぼしをして報いるということもよく聞 聞かれます。
And also another part of this is we can use good deeds or merit as a way to cover over or to pay back for the bad that we do. If you've done something wrong, you can just erase it by a few acts of charity and good service to help other people.
この報いの考え方が私たち日本人には特に強く持っているように思われます。
Japanese people in particular have a strong sense of this type of reward and consequence that comes from their religious and cultural influences.
日本人は勤勉で真面目な国民として知られています。
Japanese are known to be a diligent, dedicated, hardworking, and serious people.
頑張って努力すれば報われると信じてひたすら努力します。一生懸命働きます。ミスをした時にはそれが自分でも他人でも責任を取って報いることを期待します。
They believe that if they just do their best, giving their greatest effort, they can trust that there will be a good reward.And that that will inspire them to even do more and be more and do better. When a mistake is made, taking responsibility for it by oneself or collectively, whether the mistake is made by you or made by someone else, you can expect that you're going to receive some kind of consequence.
必ずしもそれが全て悪いことではありませんが、日本の文化や社会の影響を受けて育った多くの人は、何も考えずにいるともっと頑張らなきゃと考えるようになってしまっているように感じます。
That's not all bad, but I really feel that most or all who have grown up under the influence of Japanese culture and society tend to think that they just have to work harder as a result of their mistakes or to try to achieve something good. And without thinking deeply about it,That drive to work harder has been taken to an extreme.
逆に何もしないで無条件で何かを得るということに対しては怠け者で悪いことだとさえ考えてしまうこともあるでしょう。
And it's even influential and formational to the point that they begin to think that getting something unconditionally without doing anything is lazy and is generally considered a bad thing.
このように私たち人間は、特に私たち日本人は、無意識のうちに恵みを恵みとして受け取ることに抵抗を持ってしまっているように。
In this way, we humans, and perhaps especially the Japanese, may unknowingly be reluctant to receive it as what it's really truly meant to be, grace.
このことが実は、福音のコアにある神様の恵みというものを私たちが理解できない、または拒んでしまう原因の一つになっているように思われます。
This is likely one of the reasons why we struggle to understand God's grace, which is the core of the gospel, or maybe even reject it completely.
クリスチャンとしても、一度は恵みを恵みとして受け取ったはずなのに、自分は全然聖書を読んでいない、祈っていない、また罪を犯してしまった。霊的に落ち込んでいる。全然いい人じゃない。クリスチャンじゃないのに自分よりもっと強いことをしている素晴らしい人がたくさんいる。ああ、自分はダメだ。そう思ってしまうことがあるかと思います。
Even as disciples of Jesus, though we should have understood and received God's grace as it is and as it's meant to be, we can fall into the trap and the spiral downward.Thinking and saying to ourselves, I don't read the Bible or pray at all. I'm struggling spiritually and I'm still struggling with sin. I'm not a good person at all. There's so many other people who aren't even Christians that are better than me and who act better than me. I might as well just give up.
それをそのまま放っておくと気がつくと救われる前の状態に戻っている。つまり罪の中で霊的に苦しんでしまう。
And if we just pretty much stay there in that state, before we know it, we end up returning to where we were before we knew Jesus and before we were saved by him. In other words, we are struggling spiritually, living in sin. We give up.
そういう経験をしたことがある。 または今まさに経験しているという方が自分の他にもおられるかと。
And I'm pretty confident that I'm not the only one who has had that experience. And there may even be some today who are thinking and feeling and living that way right now.
しかし私たちはそもそもクリスチャンとしてイエス様の弟子として私たちの救いは毎日聖書を読むこと、祈ること、礼拝に出席すること、奉仕をすること、良い行いをして良い人になることといったそういう私たちの行いによって決まることではないということを思い出さなければ。
But in the first place, we all need to hear. We need to really hear and really know and be reminded of this again and again, even right now.As Christians, as disciples of Jesus, our salvation is not determined by daily scripture reading and prayer, by perfect attendance at worship, by acts of service and good deeds, nor by becoming good people. It does not depend on what we do or what we don't do.
私たちに強く影響を与えているこの報いのシステムで物事を捉えると何か一つ悪い行いをしたら良い行いをすることで帳消しにできると考えることがあります。
If we fall into the trap of thinking and living by this pervasive idea of a reward and consequence system, which admittedly does have a strong influence on us, we think we can justify doing something wrongBecause we can just cancel it out by doing something good or right.
しかし、ローマ人への手紙の一章を読んでみると、私たちが犯してしまうさまざまな罪の行い、悪の行いの一番の根幹には、神様を拒絶すること、神を神としないことがあると言っており、聖書はこのことを罪と呼んでいます。
However, if we look at Romans chapter 1,The root cause of all sin and the bad things that we do is this: rejecting God and refusing to let God be God. That is what Scripture says is sin.
罪の行いという枝葉をいくら頑張って剪定しようとしても、一番根っこのこの罪の問題を解決しなければ、キリがありません。
No matter how hard we try by our own effort to prune the branches and remove the leaves of sin in our life, it seems that there is no end to get to the root problem of sin and solve it.
では、この根本の罪の問題を解決するのに、私たちには何ができるのでしょうか?
So then what can we do to solve the root of the sin?
答えは、何もできない。
The answer is this. Nothing. We can't. We can't do anything.
私たちは行いによる報いのシステムでこの問題を解決しようとしてしまう時がありますが、何をしても、どんなに一生懸命努力して頑張っても、人間の力ではこの問題は解決することはできず、待っているのは死のみという絶望的事実があるんです。
We make attempts to solve it with the reward and consequence system, trying harder to do or to not do certain things by our own power and effort. But no matter what we do, and no matter how hard we try, we cannot solve this problem on our own. And the bleak reality is a hopeless end in death.
だから先ほど述べた文章、悪い知らせだといった文章が悪い知らせなのです。
And that's why we said that statement we said earlier is bad news.
罪とは、それを受けるにふさわしくない対象に対して無条件に注がれる神様の愛です。
Grace is God's love.Which God lavishly pours out unconditionally upon those who are not worthy to receive it.
もう一度言います。恵みとは、 それを受けるにふさわしくない対象に対して無条件に注がれている神様の
愛。Say it again and then listen. Grace is God's love, which He lavishly pours out unconditionally upon those who are not worthy to receive it.
私たちには罪があるので、神の救いを受けるにふさわしいものではありません。
Because we are sinful and have sinned, we are not worthy of God's salvation.
そしてその罪の問題を自分の力で解決することもできません。つまり、自分の力で神の救いを得ることはできません。
And the problem with sin is that we can't solve it by ourselves.Put it another way, we can't receive God's salvation by ourselves, by what we do or by who we are.
そんな私たちに神様は恵みとして無条件で救いを与えてくださっているのです。
God is unconditionally gifting us, we who find ourselves in that mess, with salvation by His grace.
この無条件でというのは私たち人間の側から見た場合。
However, what we need to realize is that it's unconditional when it's viewed from our side, from the receiving side.
私たちの救いのためにはその対価が、そのコストがちゃんと支払われています。それが御子イエス様。
In order for us to receive that salvation, there is a cost.And that price was paid for that cost. That cost is Jesus, the Son of God.
神様は私たちの命を救うために罪の代価としてご自身の御子イエス様の命という天国にある最上のものを差し出して十字架にかけることでこの問題を解決しようとしてくださっています。
In order to save our lives, God solves this problem for us.To cover the cost by presenting the absolutely best and most precious thing in heaven. That is the life of his beloved and only son Jesus, whom he allows to be crucified as the ultimate sacrifice and payment.
神様はそこまでしてでも私たちを救い出したいと思ってくださっている。神様が私たちのことをどれほど愛しておられるのかを、それがここにはっきりと表れています。
God is willing to go that far. He is willing to make that much effort to rescue us. God very clearly and completely demonstrates how much He absolutely loves us in this act.
なので、たとえ私たちがそうしたいと思っていなかったとしても、何か良いことをして一生懸命努力して頑張って救いを得ようとするこの報いのシステムで私たちが生きようとしてしまうとき私たちは恵みを恵みでなくしキリストの十字架を意味のないものにしそうやって知らず知らず神様を全力で拒絶してしまうという危険があるのです。
So even if we don't mean to or subconsciously do thisWhen we try to live in this system of rewards and consequences, working hard and trying hard to do something good, to avoid doing bad by our own power as a way to get salvation, we risk rejecting grace for the beautiful gift that it is. And we make the cross and the costly sacrifice of Jesus Christ into something that is meaningless. And we may be unknowingly...Rejecting God with all of our might.
私たちは良い行いをして一生懸命頑張った。だから私たちは救われたのではなく、私たちは罪あるもので神様にとことん背いた。そしてその罪を拭うためにできることは何一つない。それでも神様はキリストの十字架を通して救ってくださったのです。
We tried to do and to be our very best, and we did a lot of good deeds so that we've been saved. Grace is definitely not that. No. Rather, grace is this. We are sinners, and have completely disobeyed God. And there is not one single thing that we can do to wipe out that sin. But even so, God still saves us through the cross of Jesus Christ.
これが恵みであり、この恵みによる救いこそが福音、良い知らせです。
This is grace. And it is the salvation by this grace of God that is the gospel. And that is truly good news.
最後に、ある人は、恵みというのはただ神学上の一つの概念などではなく、それは私たちを神様に引き寄せ、向かわせる力だと言っていました。
Finally, someone once said that grace is not just a theological concept, but rather the power that attracts and draws us into the presence of God.
つまり、恵みを通して示された神様の素晴らしさに魅了された私たちは、神様の方に引き寄せられ、神様の方を向きたいと思うようになる。だから聖書を読むようになるし、だからディボーションをするようになるし、だから熱心に祈るようになる。
In other words, through grace, we are fascinated and in awe of God's greatness and His majesty, and it draws our attention back towards God, using a growing hunger from within. It feeds and grows a building hunger and passion to dwell in the Word of God, to devote ourselves to worship in God's presence, and to be intimately in a prayer conversation with Him.
そうやって神様の愛のうちにとどまって救われているなら、それによって人に優しく寛容で愛を示せるようになるし、怒ったり不平不満を言う代わりにいつも感謝して喜んで元気でいられるようになるし、聖霊に満たされていつも輝いていて献金を捧げずにはいられない、神様のために教会のために奉仕せずにはいられなくなる。
In that way, when we dwell in God's love and enjoy His gift of salvation, through His grace we are transformed, and we find that we can be kind, patient, and able to demonstrate love to people.Instead of getting easily annoyed or becoming angry and always complaining, our words and our attitude rather express gratitude, joy, and a general feeling of being alive, being filled with the Holy Spirit, the desire that we have to share testimonies of faith, of God's goodness, and respond through giving generously tithes and offerings and seeking ways to serve.All of those things become natural to us and almost irresistible.
そしてそうなるなら、罪を犯す余地は自然となくなっていくものです。
And when by God's grace we're experiencing that kind of daily life transformation, there's really no room or no time for sin anymore.
恵みの力が私たちをそうさせてくれるのです。恵みの力が私たちを救いのうちに引き入れ、そして命を与えてくれるのです。
It's the power of God's grace that motivates and empowers us to do so and to be so. It's the power of God's grace that draws us into salvation and gives us life.
まさに水を得た魚のように。
It's like the fish.That finds its way back in its water.
しかし、憐れみ豊かな神は、私たちを愛してくださったその大きな愛のゆえに、その木の中に死んでいた私たちをキリストと共に生かしてくださいました。あなた方が救われたのは恵みによるのです。
God, with the unfathomable richness of His love and mercy focused on us.United us with Jesus the Anointed One and infused our lifeless souls with life, even though we were buried under mountains of sin, and saved us by His grace.
私たちはいつもこの神様の恵みによる救いの中に 救いに立ち返る必要があります。
We need to always return to the salvation that comes by God's grace.
今週も神様の恵みが皆さんを力づけてくださいます。
We pray that all of you will be strengthened and helped by God's grace again.